Well, this Saturday, Vladimir Klitschko defends his WBA, IBF and WBO world heavyweight belts against Mariusz Wak in Hamburg. The fight is live and exclusive on ESPN with the coverage starting at 10 p.m. And I'm delighted to say that boxing commentating legend even, Ian Dark, joins me on the line now to look ahead to the fight. So, Ian, just looking at Wak, he's unbeaten in 27 fights. Tell us a bit about him.
Yeah, he's a Polish guy. He's 32. He's got a good record of knocking out opponents, but at a much lower level than Vladimir Klitschko. I think only about half his opponents have got a winning record so far. But he does have this super confidence of a guy who's unbeaten, who's never tasted defeat, who's never been badly beaten up or shaken, and he believes he can cause a big upset. So you never really know in heavyweight boxing. If he can land one jackpot punch on Klitschko, we could have a sensation on our hands, but you'd have to say the odds are very heavily with the champion.
Reminds me slightly of the Oliver McCall Lennox Lewis bout first time round. But looking at Klitschko, You said that the Wak hasn't really fought anybody with the record. Klitschko has been criticised for taking on easy opponents. Is that fair, and do you expect Wak to give him a tougher test?
Well, we hope that he gets a bit of a tougher test, but you can only beat the guys who are put in front of you, and I think it's pretty much public knowledge that we are in a poor area, really, for the heavyweight division, this modern era, and that really is a shame, I think, for both the Klitschko brothers, Vitali and Vladimir. It's a pity that, you know, unlike Ali, he had the likes of Joe Frazier and George Foreman and Ernie Shavers and heavyweights like that around to bounce off and you know, further his name and further his legend. These fellows have had to operate really with a lesser breed of challengers. But you saw what Vladimir Klitschko did to David Haye. He just never let him into the fight, and Haye went there with some quite big hopes and a lot of big talk, and Klitschko was way too good for him as well. So I think both Vladimir and Vitali are pretty good. They just don't have too many others around them who can make them prove it in a spectacular way that might reach out to the casual fans.
Yes, I mean, I've read an article by Steve Bunce where he said a lot of the heavyweight fighters at the moment, there's sort of standing back and waiting for the Klitschko brothers to retire before making their move. Sensible move from their point of view, I'd imagine, that, you know, why would they want to go in and get pummeled by Vitali or Vladimir when they can wait a couple of years and have an easier shot at a world title. Is that fair?
Well, that's a good point, and there might be some people who are doing that. I mean, one good reason that some managers might put their fighters in, and probably why Wak wants his chance, is money. It will be a very good payday, of course. But then you've got a couple of British guys like David Price, who looks pretty exciting so far. It'll be interesting to see how far he goes. Liverpool is already completely sold on him. It's a massive story with David Price, who's big and strong and can obviously punch. You've got Tyson Fury. A lot of people see those two like to fight each other, Price and Fury. There's a couple of Americans as well waiting in the wings, Seth Mitchell and Deontay Wilder. So there is a new breed hanging around, but those guys have all got to prove they are world-class heavyweights, and they haven't proved that yet. So it'll be interesting to see how the division takes off. I mean, it's interesting with Price. He could probably get a fight with the Klitschkos in the next year, or Vladimir, if he wanted it, because they're waiting for somebody or a fight that they can really sell on German television and maybe to American television as well. But if I was Price's manager, Frank Maloney, I'd probably be sitting tight and waiting as well. Vitali's very nearly at the end of his career. Vladimir's probably got 2 or 3 years left.
Yeah, certainly. And with this specific fight in mind, it's going to be a new test for Klitschko, I suppose, because he's never fought somebody who's taller than him or has got a better reach than him. How much of a difference will that make?
Well, it is. That does make it quite interesting. And by the way, it's just worth noting, talking about how good is Vladimir Klitschko and placing him historically, only Joe Louis, the great Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali and Larry Holmes have taken part in more heavyweight title fights than this fellow. He's got more now than Evander Holyfield, than Lennox Lewis, than his brother, than Mike Tyson. So he's been around a long time. And because another angle on this fight is that it's the first time that he's fought just a matter of days since his longtime trainer, the legendary Emmanuel Stewart, died. So I think he would be wanting to go in there and put in a performance to honor the memory of Emmanuel. Back, well, he can punch. I've seen a couple of knockouts that he's pulled off, but he's going to have to be quick enough to get in range to land his punches. And I've got a feeling that Vladimir is not going to allow him to do that.
Okay, and just finally, what, you know, let's say Vladimir wins here. You know, he's got a few years on Vitaly still, so he's probably got a couple more years left in him than Vitaly does. So what does the future hold for him should he win?
Well, he's 36 years old now, and I think they'll just have to keep on looking around for fights that have some kind of marquee value. I mean, they've been finding it pretty tough, to be honest with you, this year especially. The fight against Jean-Marc Mormec was a farce, really. He was 39. It was all over in four rounds. He played with Tony Thompson, beat him again. So that, you know, that was a repeat win. So you'd like to think maybe that David Haye could get involved again. I mean, I don't really think that there's a huge market for him to fight Vladimir again, because the first one was too one-sided, and that was the problem. That's what Haye did to himself, really, with the paucity of his performance that night. So it's hard to see really what the big marquee fight is. Maybe it's going to be David Price, but that is probably still a year to 18 months away.
And if I just made to talk about David Price there, you said earlier how, you know, the whole of Liverpool's sold on him. From you know, a boxing fan's point of view, who's not in and around him a lot, I mean, just how much potential has this guy got?
I think he's got quite a lot. I mean, another big thing with Price is he lives the life out of the ring. There are a lot of fighters who've got quite a lot of talent, but their attitude isn't quite right, and they get involved in a bit of a playboy lifestyle away from the ring. I don't think Price is doing that. He's very dedicated. He wants to be a success. He's big. He's 6'8", tall. He's got a booming jab. He can punch. He's destructive. It's just really a question now of seeing how he copes when he's stepped up to another level. And his next fight is against Matt Skelton, who's pretty ancient and now, you know, a tough guy of the last 10 years or so. I'm not sure that's a great fight for him, really. I mean, you saw what David Price did to Audley Harrison, absolutely destroyed him in one round. So he's doing the job at the level he's at the moment. It's just a question of seeing how quickly he can make that move and how quickly Frank Maloney thinks he's ready to fight the likes of a Vladimir Klitschko, because it would be a huge money fight. There's no doubt about that at all. And that's going to prick up the ears of the Klitschko brothers as well, because that's what they're looking for, a fight that's got a bit more marquee value than beating up second raters.